Welcome to Everyday Magic, where we explore adding pops of magic to your everyday life. I'm Michelle Leffler, shamanic energy alchemist and owner of Living Moon Meditation, where I help people find balance in their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. It's my honor to help you incorporate magic into your mundane life. Let's get started. Love Everyday Magic Podcast? You can support it and me and help keep it ad-free by joining me as a patron on Gumroad. For as little as $7 per month, you can help keep me going. That's at gumroad.com/livingmoonmeditation. If you're not already on my email list, be sure to sign up at livingmoonmeditation.com. All of these links are in the show notes for you. And now for our featured quote. I love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life's a bitch. You've got to go out and kick ass. Maya Angelou. We're coming up on Mother's Day, the day we celebrate and honor our mothers and our status as a mother. It is a beautiful day to honor the feminine. But what about those women who aren't mothers? What does this day mean if your mother has passed away? What about the people who don't have a good relationship with their mother? What about women whose children have passed away? For many women, Mother's Day is a day filled with pain, loss, or feelings of just plain being left out or not being good enough. I've heard people tell women who struggle on Mother's Day to just get over it, that they should just deal with the fact that the women who do so much for us get one day. I am horrified every time I hear this. Not all mothers deserve to be honored, and many women who are not mothers do need to be recognized for their contributions. While I think it is a great idea to honor the woman who gave you birth, if you choose to do that, I think that we all have reason to celebrate and honor the values and nature of women. We need to celebrate what makes women unique. I've come to realize that Mother's Day isn't just about celebrating mothers, or at least it shouldn't be. It's a day to celebrate the divinity of women, our natures, and what makes us the creatures that bring life into this world. And all women do bring life into the world, not just those who physically give birth to children, and not just those with uteruses. Every woman nurtures something, children, her own, or those who are birthed by others. Women nurture themselves, they nurture ideas. It doesn't matter. Women, all women, nurture. And that is worth celebrating. What is a mother? A mother is someone who creates, nurtures, builds up, disciplines, and loves her child. If you take out the biological or adoptive factors, being a mother is about a relationship. In this capacity, all women our mothers. Each of us has created something or is in the process of creating something. It doesn't have to be another human being. We use our feminine nature to provide and gift ideas and project things into the world. That's what makes us mothers. So go out and celebrate the feminine, regardless of your status as a mother or the relationship you have with your mother. You are worthy, and you deserve it. Does your magical practice leave you feeling fulfilled? Are you struggling to have the energy to make the magic you want? Are you tired of all the love and light bullshit that leaves you feeling like a failure when real life isn't always sunshine and roses? Are you just plain tired of practicing your craft alone all the time? Imagine a group of witches infusing that je ne sais quoi into your life that gives you the extra oomph to make more magic? What if there was a group of people who infused you with more energy just by spending time hanging out? You crave a community of support when life is tough instead of the constant positive vibes only platitudes that are usually thrown around. Imagine a sacred community of witches coming together to learn and practice on a regular basis. We're talking crystal parties, group meditations, new moon rituals, and just plain old hanging out. You deserve to live a life that is magical as fuck, feeling empowered in your magic and supported by other witches in a circle of love. Here's your invitation to Living Moon Mystery School. I knew that if I once struggled with integrating practical magic, that you just might too. And what better way to learn than with a group of others just like you? Whether you are a longtime practitioner of magic or are new to the craft, now is the time to join me in deepening your walk and learning how to practically apply magic to your everyday life. Living Moon Mystery School integrates the spiritual and the magical into everyday moments of your life, creating a sacred container of learning, practical application, and community with all types of witches. Your magic may be solitary, highly crafted, more mental than actual craft, or anything at all, and it's all welcome in this diverse group of witches. It doesn't matter how you define your practice. We welcome you to join in. Interested in finding out more? Find us at livingmoonmeditation.gumroad.com/L/mystery school. And I have that link in the show notes for you. It's time for the Astro Forecast. On May 2nd, Venus enters Aries at 12:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. May 3rd, Jupiter is sextile Pluto at 5:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On May 6th and 7th, we have the Eta Aquarids meteor shower. May 8th, we have a first quarter moon at 8:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. May 10th, Mercury turns retrograde at 7:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. May 10th, also, we have Jupiter entering Aries at 7:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. May 11th, Jupiter will be semi-square Uranus at 3:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on May 15th, Ceres enters Cancer at 3:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our recommended book this week is a nonfiction book called The Ultimate Guide to Chakras, The Beginner's Guide to Balancing, Healing, and Unblocking Your Chakras for Health and Positive Energy by Athena Parakis. This book is fun and colorful. It's a great introduction to learning about the human chakra system. It has really great artwork, which complements the text and is great for visual learners. The book explains the seven main chakras as well as two others, which are not as commonly known. It gives background information for each energy center, different tools you can use to work with balancing your chakras, color correspondences, deities for invoking, and other bits of information. If you're looking for a basic intro to the chakras, then Athena Parakis' Ultimate Guide to Chakras is for you. Does the thought of Mercury retrograde set your heart racing? Do you get a little or even a lot panicked when that time is approaching? Well, I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that there are always multiple retrogrades each year. The good news is that this doesn't have to be bad news. We've often heard the horrors of Mercury retrograde, and I'll admit things can be off during this 3-week period. But it doesn't have to be horrible. It doesn't even have to be bearable. It can totally be a time of self-care and personal development. Introducing my course, Mercury Retrograde from Fear to Opportunity. You'll learn why we fear Mercury retrograde, what a retrograde actually is, everything about Mercury, typical views of Mercury retrograde, and a new approach to embracing the Mercury retrograde season. Let's face it, Mercury retrograde happens 3 to 4 times each year. That's about an entire quarter of the year. If you're tired of spending 1/4 of every year in fear and dread, make sure you join me. You can find out more at livingmoonmeditation.gumroad.com. I have the link in the show notes for you. Love Everyday Magic Podcast? I'd love to have you give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Want more magic with me? Join my free Facebook community, Bad Witch Society. It's the perfect place for anyone who's ever been told that their brand of magic or witchcraft isn't right. Your magic is valid. Let's celebrate it together. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/badwitch, all one word. I have the link in the show notes for you. And if you're into Jewish magic, give my other podcast a listen. You can find Jewish Magic Podcast on the same platforms as this one. Do you have a witchy question you're itching to have an answer to? Send me an email and I may answer it in an upcoming episode. It might also become the topic of an upcoming episode. You can send questions to me at hello@livingmoonmeditation.com. I have the link in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Everyday Magic. It's truly been my pleasure to talk to you today. If you like this episode, or you think it will be useful for someone else, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast app. If you've got any questions, send me a DM on Instagram @livingmoonmeditation. Remember, it's all about real magic for your real life. See you next time.